Ice House Radio presents The Unexpected Theory, Northern California. The Unexpected Theory is an audio service brought to you by Icon Committee Entertainment. Some rights reserved under Creative Commons license.
In today's session, we're going through the discovery phase of self and the love that we must have for self, even if we haven't gotten all the way there yet. So I guess this is me introducing you to you. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Please bring the heat.
Make the next nobody. I'm the first in place.
Mix it non-stop.
Non-stop.
Tearing up the joint live.
Now that I have your attention, it wouldn't be right if I did not mention the appreciation I have for you for showing your support of my interpretive view. So can we all say yes? Oh yes, we can thank God for another day, because our advances are others' misfortunes. And by the way, our walking and talking takes advantage of all this space, breathing life into circumstantial failures to make them great. Hear you and hear me. Rich City is my product, not of it, it is of me. Purpose is to have pride just enough to think critically. Outlined the bigger picture, see beyond the casualties. Rich City raised me right, so strong with modesty. Foundation so concrete, you couldn't find me up in these streets. Razorbacks and bigger bears stay lurking up in my jungle. If you come a little closer through the silence, hear the rumbles. The awakening's waking, everyone, no one can stop it. My kings and queens are here on their thrones, let's get it popping. Each one teach one, indeed's the only option. The importance of knowing self, our wealth, and what just is. While trying to wrap my head around the lack of social justice, our knowledge empowers how we conquered this nonsense. Our righteously consciousness overcast through the abyss. We're gentrified by divide, it's genocide by design. See, the construct of our minds has to reform to be divine. But see, you have to know your history to reclaim your true divinity. Facts, just straight facts. Get ready to pull receipts, not just quoting a textbook, digest it and dig deep. For the info you find about yourself is yours to keep. Pharaohs, kings, and queens are derivative to who you are. Keep fighting a good fight and be damn proud of all your scars. Know your worth, baby girl, have a seat and adjust your crown. Have a seat, baby boy, know your worth. Adjust your crown, please.
Thank you, Blaze. Thank you. That was so beautiful. I think that was just fitting for a nice intro. Definitely a change of pace. I hope you guys enjoyed that piece of mine. But back to the show. So as of lately, I have been on the road to self, right? Learning more about myself, investing more into myself. And a lot of the times what I'm finding out is that when we're happy and all in love with ourselves, we can't be bothered with the bullshit or anyone else's for that matter. So imagine this. Imagine just what life would be like if everyone loved themselves so much that they weren't threatened by other people's success or opinions, skin color, sexual preference, talents, education, beliefs, possessions, or the lack thereof. Or their own just general tendencies to just be whoever they are. Imagine how different your reality would be and the reality of everyone else around you if you woke up every morning certain of the critical, important role that you have on this planet. In the interest of perpetuating such a radical reality-altering self-love, I found some ways to win yourself over again. And for myself, I guess, different various of ways to win myself over again. And so the very first thing that I had on my list was, don't compare yourself to other people. Now I'm going to let that sit and marinate for a minute. Comparison is the fastest way to take all the fun out of your life. It's none of your business what other people are doing. All that matters is that you're enjoying your uniqueness and you're being pleased with what it is that you have going on in your life, your immediate life as of this moment. It's exactly your uniqueness that makes you so damn awesome. The decisions that someone else or someone else's uniqueness that you kind of bring up into your own head is of them being better than you is exactly the opposite of being your own best friend when it comes down to anything opposing to you. So the number fourth, the thing that I also wrote down on my list is that you are more than enough. See, a lot of the time I find myself comparing myself to other people because I feel like in some aspect of my life and of my being, period, is that I'm not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough for me to just be me. It's not enough to be me just walking around and you know, in this world with all the life experiences that I've had, the 31 years of my life, all the trials and errors and the valleys, like the really, really low valleys that I've had to endure isn't enough. Because it doesn't amount or it doesn't equate to what's being shown or advertised and with the highlight reels of everyone's lives on social media. See, what I'm really starting to think that social media is the devil. Social media really has people and some of the, and I'm, you know, if we're going to speak frank, like I always do, social media can have one of the most confident people and turn them into the most insecure person just based off of them not feeling adequate enough. Like they don't amount up to what's being, you know, exposed or what's being shown, what's being put out in the highlight reels. You know what I mean? So I guess avoid comparison like it's the plague. Like we're going through a plague right now. Fucking coronavirus, like COVID-19. This is something that we've never seen before. No one has ever had to deal with this before. And so this is all perfectly new to a lot of us. You know what I mean? So avoid that shit. Avoid that shit like it's the plague. Avoid that shit like it's COVID-19. Coronavirus, avoid it. And appreciate just how special you are. There will never be another exactly like you. Even though everyone has gifts and talents, no one will use them the way that you do. And again, people, when I'm not saying all of this in a sense of me trying to talk at you. Again, this is me talking to myself. And if anyone out there is listening, that's just the added bonus, because if this applies to you, if you can use this, if you can turn it around, and if it's helping you and aiding you in any kind of way for the positive and for the better, then I mean, that's all that I really care about. But intentionally, it's for me. This is just one long, drawn out pep talk for myself. And it's a beautiful thing. Even though everyone has gifts and talents, no one will use them the way that you do. You have a way of being in the world and a perspective that's unique to just you. And you have created your own path. You, my friend, are a big deal. So drown yourself in affirmations. You need to rewire your brain and train it to think differently. Figure out which of you or which one of these affirmations you need to hear the most of. Write them down or say them 10 times in the morning, 10 times at night. But listen, this can't just be ranting off nonsense, okay? Like, you have to feel it. You have to want it and get worked up by it in order for it to work. And this is that's the big difference when, you know, you wake up in the morning and you put like a mantra or morning affirmations on your wall or something like that. And the first thing that you do is you just read it, right? I am beautiful. I am great. I am sophisticated. I am enough. Da 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 da. You know what I mean? But then you're not saying it with the conviction that it's intended for. You're not saying it with the conviction that's necessary to push it forward. You're not saying it with the conviction that you are enough. I worked hard for this. I deserve this. I am enough. Like that. So, aside from that, you know, drown yourself in affirmations, yes, but also bring it back down to basics. Do the things that you love. Look at your life and see where you're letting yourself down in certain areas. If you catch yourself saying, I love going to the water and sitting or walking around it as I do, or I can't remember the last time, or it's been a minute since I've done something like that, then guess what, sis? You need to pick that shit back up and you need to do it again ASAP. Because in this season, we have to make time for the things that we desire and the things in which makes us happy and makes you, you. And find a replacement for the negative thoughts. Now, this is something that I've been working on myself with. And it is no easy task, I'll tell you. But for the most part, what I tend to not do anymore is spend my life clinging to the insulting decisions that I've made about myself. Instead, I'm making the conscious choice to replace them with the new and improved ones, right? So like for another one, the very first one that I had, don't compare yourself to others. And I'm guilty of this on so many levels. On a day-to-day basis, I find myself comparing myself to other people, whether it be social media or, you know, at work, you know, top performers or people that are doing, you know, just people that are better at certain things than I am, that I'm just haven't gotten that comfortable with yet. You know what I mean? So it's that comparison, and I'm guilty of this. And this is why it's at the top and the bottom in the middle of my list. So for the comparison, I forgive myself. And that's one of the things that you should learn how to do too, is forgive yourself. And now listen to me when I tell you this. We all know that you fuck up. Excuse me. We all know that you fuck up. And we all know that you fucked up in the past. And guess what? You're going to fuck up again. And you're going to fuck up again. And you're going to fuck up again after that. Everybody's born with the ability to make spectacular mistakes. Okay. So you are not like above it at all. And you're not alone with it either. So fucking up is your special skill out here. So what? Get over it. You're not a better person. You're not a better person for feeling guilty, or, you know, you're not of a better person for, you know, feeling guilty of yourself. You're just a sadder one if you decide to go that route. So call attention to it. Or if you're like me and have a circle so tough that they'll call it out for you and the people in the back, then you just might be okay. But not for real. Like, another thing to do is say a mantra. Like I said before, drown yourself in affirmations, but you can also say a mantra and repeat it until you feel a sense of freedom, the lightness and a calm around the issues in which you feel like you had to alleviate. But again, this all takes time. And for what it's worth, I hope that you know it doesn't happen overnight. So take as long as it takes. Do it. Believe it. Want it. Affirm it. Confirm it. Put in the time, baby, because it's necessary. And it's necessary because it's necessary for you, and it's necessary for your sanity and the development and your personal development of yourself and your self-awareness and your self-esteem and your confidence, all of it. This is necessary for you. This is a step in the right direction towards being a better you. So why not invest that time? It takes time. So lastly, before anything else, love yourself. They say it's the holy grail to happiness, but you know, for those of us that, you know, like ourselves, you know, a lot of the days and love ourselves sometimes, we're getting there. We're getting there. You know what I mean? Don't count us out completely or totally, but we're getting there. And since we are getting there, I just want to say the dumbest thing that you could ever do is love someone more than you love yourself. Because Lord help us all, if that's the case, then you just out here walking around with nothing to lose and nothing to gain, because enough will never be enough. And the constant search for gratification and certain love is what's gonna be the end of you. It all starts with you. Yourself. You are who you are. So do us all a favor and allow me to help you fix your crown, sis, before it falls. You are a king. You are a queen. So it's time that you take your proper place on your throne and act like you have some damn sense. It's been real.
Hey, come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every other Friday. Exclusively right here on TUTRadio.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and review me, because I work so hard, y'all. I work my ass off to make sure that I bring, you know, some great content along the way as I try to figure out my life and figure myself out. And it's not easy being vulnerable. So again, like, share, subscribe, and review us. I'd appreciate it. Every other Friday on TUTRadio.com, and uploads are 9 p.m. And again,
hey, come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.